Everyone knows that Parshas Miketz, Miuchud, is connected to the Yom Shabbat Chanukah. I found there's a fascinating shtickle the Baran of Arav writes in a Sefer Chamra Tova. The Medrash of Bereishis Rabba in Simin Peites, which is Gematria Chanukah, by the way, in this week's Parsha, beginning of the Parsha, says, Vayhi Miketz, Hadod of Siv. This is related to another Pasuk which says, Ketzom Lachush. So he brings him everything about Jesus, just as an introduction. He brings him a Zayda, I would imagine it's the Zerakotis, the Rapshatzer. And he says in the Aleph Beis, there are three letters together. Tzadik, followed by a Kuf, followed by a Resh. Yellow? Yeah. Tzadik refers to a Tzadik. Kuf is Kodesh, refers to the Resh, Kodesh Baruch. Resh is Rosh. We know that the Yevonim called Malchus HaRishon, the Rishoyim. If the Rosh is metapel with the Tzaddik, the Pasuk is the Pasuk which says, Tzoyfer Rosh la Tzaddik u'mevakish lamit. The Rosh is spying after the Tzaddik, and he wants to destroy him, to obliterate him. Hashem le'yozenu b'yod. So he says, if the Tzaddik would be involved in an allocation with the Rosh, so what word do you got? Tzaddik and Reish, Tzaddik and Rosh, because it's Tzar. What does the Eibishter do? He stands there as a buffer to prevent the Rosh from having a shlita over the Tzaddik. Hashem le'yazvenu b'yodah. Right? So he says, that what is the buffer between the Tzaddik and the Reish, the Yevonim? That it says in Davening. There was an ace sword, right? Yeah. So what happens here? The kuf, which is that Eibishter in between, kuf is gimatria pach, the pach shemen as we'll discuss. Tzadi, kuf reish is gimatria shemen. The pach shemen, where the Eibishter showed us ashkocha, that is mashkiach betach toinim, that was the buffer which everyone saw, it prevented the iskabros of the tzadikim against the rishoyim. And he says a moiridik of word. Chazal say, Chushech al p'nei tahoim, who does Chushech represent? Yalva. Right? So therefore, because Kates, which is the Kuf, the Eibishter, attaches himself to the Tzaddik, that creates the Kates on the Chushech, we get rid of the Malchus HaRishon. And he says, furthermore, just to throw out a few, whatever, by way of introduction, Kates plus Chushech is 358, which is Gimachla, Hadik, Der Chanukah. Also, Kates is 100, right? Tzaddik is 90. How much is, yes? How much is 90 times 100? Tzaddik times Kuf?
9,000.
How many candles are there in the Lamed Vav Ner is Chanukah?
Lamed
Vav. And each one is called a Ner. Ner is 250. How much is 250 times?
9,000.
Very good. Very good. Right? Therefore, Miketz is Gimatria Chanukah Chaf Ei Kislev. Vayhi Miketz Nosayim Yomim is 8 times Yom Chanukah Makoil. And moreover, it's also Gimatria, the Krenitzerov says. Vayhi Miketz Nosayim Yomim is Gimatria Kovu Shmeres Bechanukah Eilu Makoil, which is Gimatria Ches Neiris Kabezil, which is Gimatria Yom Chamisha Vestri Kislev, which is also Gimatria Makoil. So you see, there is a connection between Parshas Miketz and Chanukah. Mishallah already said this Yisoy hundreds of years ago. Oh, but what is the Yisoy? What is the connection? There's thousands of connections throughout the Parsha. Whole Parsha speaking about Chanukah. But to give you three simple ways, simple mahalim, and we'll see they're all connected. Number one, everyone knows the Sfarim HaKadoshim to be the Baal Shem Tov tell us that the ultimate Tzav, the Gemar of the Yom Neroim, of the Yom Adin, of the final Sim Toiva, that is Bimei Chanukah. The Bnei Yisachar can mavur all the Sfarim. And the Bnei Yisachar brings, B'Shem Tzadikim, that from Rosh Chodesh El till Chanukah, there's Kamin Pisas Yad, which is Pashat B'Shamayim, to still accept people to Tshuva. And the son of the Bnei Yisachar, the Tzemach David, says that by him is up like, when is this till? Zois Chanukah. And Sforim brings this and say, that's the pasuk, Bezois Yechuper Avon Yankah. until Zeus Chanukah, but ad bichlal, you can still chaparai. And therefore it's called Zeus Chanukah. You don't find it anywhere else. You know, in Rishonim, Kadmonim. Once they were megala to the world, because the world needs like a, for the schleppers, for the, an extra time, because of chaparai, Chanukah, right? Therefore it's Zeus Chanukah, because everyone knows, every school child knows, that Zeus is Gematria. Called Tzoyim Mamet, which is the letters on top of Shuvat Yulazak, that everyone knows. The present Biyana Rebbe is called Guzun Zayin, says enough of what he once said about Tish. The Pasuk says, Lu Chachmu Yaskilu Zois. After you have, you've completed the last night of Chanukah, Lu, which is 36, then Yaskilu Zois, you're able to understand the Gevald, the Tairkeit of Zois Chanukah. It's the famous word from the Rosmendorfer, everyone knows. Remember when Noach sent out from the Teva, the Yoina, which represents Klal Yisrael, the book of Yoina. So the Yoina comes back and says, Rabbeinu Shalom, what happened? All the Isaiah started up with you. Said, Rabbeinu Shalom, you mizunaisai, merurin kezaiyas, of Rabbi Yotcha, in your hands, and not, it shouldn't be mesukim bidvash, bidei basuk bodom. The Rosh Hashanah for Taitches, on Rosh Hashanah, which you have a din, a strict din, the mishpat is beyond possible according to your mice, whether you deserve it or not. Even though it's the day of your tevil, the dvash, I'd rather have the merurim kazayis that the mishpat should be by the Eibishter, which is the chanuk is the soira, the yugim and the sarachmim, and it should be on the, in this time of the year. And then forget the stonem rebbe, the base of Rome, says that's pshat minameitzar karosiko. I refer to Tishrei, it's a meitzer, it's an ain. Anoni b'merchavko, right? B'merchav is gimachia b'ner. That the, oh, right? And this emes also adds, the word ko is a yud and a k, yeah? Yud is 10, k is 5. How much is 10 times 5? 15. And what about the milui? Yud vav dalet times kk. Hello? 20 times 10, 200. How much is 200 plus 50? 250, fight there. So we see that why, the Iker is, point number one, Asher Alkein, since Svarim HaKadoshim teach us that Chanukah is the end of the Gemar Chasim HaTovah, where you can foil the rest of the year your destiny, therefore the Parsha of Shabbos, Chanukah is Parsha of Miketz. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out this. Hebach Dovin, Dinever says it's another. Miketz stands for Momin Kol Tzoyim. Which is true, which we'll talk about. So on one hand, step number one is, I see there's a connection between Gevaldik Avoida and Ketuv in Chalim. What is the Avoida? What's the nature of this Avoida? Right? You don't wear a kittel, you don't fast. What is it? Kol Tzoyim. So there's another word, a second, and you'll see also connects to the parasha. There's a classic word. I remember I was a little child with short trousers. I had to say it for a third in public. I was sittering. I said a word. It was a mesibah. The famous word, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Kishiditzchum, right? They went into Beis Hamikdash. Shigavra Malchus Beis Kashmenoi Benitzchum. What did they find? They found a motel of Pach Echad Shel Shemen Shemunach Bechayis Beis Shekayin Godol, right? Lehoya Boy Al Hadik Yemechad V'Nasa Boy Neis, and a miracle occurred. Boy is in what? The Pach Shem. Of course, this whole thing of Pach is redundant. They couldn't find all this. They were Timu Kol Hashmanim, and they found Shemen. The miracle was in the Pach, not the boyness. The miracle was in the Shemen. The miracle was in the Menorah, not in the Pach. A. B. They asked, the Molder before Hashem asked, why was this cruise, what do they call it in English, this jug of oil, right? Nothing better to do than sign his autograph, his signature on Pachim of Shemen. Number three, the obvious kasha is all from Farsh Mask. If the, according to the answer of the Mesos or whatever, and the Shemen was just having with Ness, so it's not Shemen Zayezoch. It's Shemen Ben Shemayim, it's Shemen Ness. And then there becomes a problem that also lands in Meis Anisim, so it's not Mimashki Yisrael. And I can't say total along this, yeah? And number four, the famous question is, the only time you have in the Torah, which is the mitzvah, but then there's basic mitzvah, mahadrin, you don't have any other mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Chazal has three-tier mitzvah for Ner Chanukah. So the Re'emes famous, he gave many answers, but amongst the many answers the Re'emes had on this Married again. What happened here? The Kohen Gadol had to be makariv every day on Mishpat Chanit. Shem. Right? So he took, it could have been three luk for the Mishpat Chanit. But he took just the case of it should be balua, it should be evaporate, whatever. He took 3.5 luk, which is sufficient for the minhag. Now the emes is, took Mishpat Chanit, does not have to be Shem and Zayas. It's not to be ordinary regular Shem. But he was mahadir b'mitzvahs. You're doing avodah b'beis hamikdash, you're the Kohen Gadol, mahadir. And he didn't take three lug, he took 3.5. And what did he do? He took 3.5 lug of oil. And I said this is a very, very famous line. He poured it in the pach. When you pour 3.5 lug in a pach which contains 3.5 lug, it should be full. But it wasn't full. So, he poured again. 8 times he poured the oil in the pach. And finally, to fill the fill. Oh, this is not normal. This is a miracle. And there must be a reason. What the reason is, I don't know. But this is something special happening here. So therefore, on this particular pach, he put his chosim on it, and he was timing it for someday he'll come into you. And that was the pach shemen that they found miraculously. Kumpis, all the answers are all the answers. Umnasa boynes. The nest was not in the oil, the nest was in the pach. Right? Therefore, it wasn't shemen nes. It was taka shemen zayis. It was ordinary shemen. The miracle was not in the oil, so to speak. It was in the keli. It was in the receptacle. Right? And therefore, we have mahadrin, mahadrin, mina mahadrin, because the whole hechetims of this miracle happening was because the Kohen Gadol taka brought up shemen zayis zoch and overflowing, etc., etc. Which, and where is this marum? Is this expiration? Say the hanging is foreign. Ram Shur says, others say it. Because in the whole cholam of parah, at the beginning of the parasha, what happens? There are the chalda haporois, harakois, whatever, varois. They eat up the big, fat, fattened cows, right? This is mamish the same ness of the meal to machzik hamaru. It's al shame. What in the world is the lesson in avodas Hashem? So to understand, what is the ikar avodah from Chanukah? And what is this lesson that the Iker of the Emes tells us, the proof is in the parasha, that the miracle was not in the oil, in the shemen, the miracle was in the pach, in the keli. The famous word I've said many times, from the Magen Avraham of Tris, the Holy Tris Gemagin, says that word, the Pasuk says the Malachi, Ani Hashem lo yishonizi, v'atem b'riyankiv lechnizi. The Ebershter says to Kal Yisrael, I'm still the Ebershter. I'm a ma'ilim teva, transcendent, miraculous, supernatural. I'm still in the miracle-making business. The problem is that you don't make the kalim for the Abish's brachas. What is the kalim for the Abish's brachas, the Mailim in Hateva? Which is the avoida for Chanukah. And that one could say, it's for him, you see, it's the avoida of Bitochen. Bitochen is the Iker theme, both of this week's Parsha and of the Yomtiv of Chanukah. Everyone knows the Bechtelsis Kasha, why do we celebrate, it was oil for one day, why do we celebrate the miracle for 8 days? So the Bechadr says, the first day is for the Nes HaMulchom. Everyone asked the Kasha and the Bechadr, I understand that's why you have 8 days of Halva Hidu. Over the miracle of the Ner, of the Shemen, was only 7 days. So why do we have, why did Chazal Kiveya, that the miracle of the Nitzachan of Mulchoma, the Rabbi of Atim, is celebrated, is underscored, dafka through the Nes. There's many answers here. But the famous word from the slave. The Holy Rabbi Yitzchok says, we say in davening that there were, that the Masarta Giboirim Biyad, Chalosh, Kumto is the Chashminoyim, were Chalosh, the Shvachim. You read in other Makaris, the Yosifim, they were Giboirim Abir, Adir. There was Mamish Gevaldige warriors, there were strong people. Purim b'yad chaloshim. Meila rama b'yad ba'atim, understand. What's Giboirim b'yad chaloshim? So he says, it's not pshat, intrinsically, they were chaloshim. But they went to war as chaloshim. In other words, a person who has 5 nuclear bombs and F-16 fighter jets and Sherman tanks, whatever, he goes to war with great pitach. He's, right? Strategist, you went to West Point. Masha Enkin, if you know that you're a cholosh, so you go back. Yeah, even those who were giboirim, but they went betzel. They went. The Chashmonaim went into battle as cholosh. because they were not soymich at all on koich on koichav itzim yodam norvas on the Eibush. And that's a klal in life. It's a svarim akdoshim. Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. When you close your eyes to your own abilities and your own supremacy and your own whatever, your own koiches and abilities, then comes the Yeshua Hashem is dafka when it's keheref ayin. There's a famous alshich. The alshich says the pasuk kisaymer b'levavcha rabbi magoyim ve'el v'menu eicha uchal arishem. Right? Ha! There's so many goyim. They're so powerful. Hey, how can I possibly victor over them? Right? The boss says, Lysira, don't worry. Says the Alshech is the Charayim, that if you don't ask the question, you're Beteach on your own might, on your own, then Taki, you have what to worry. It's because you say that, Eich Uchal Arishem, I don't have this Koyach, therefore Taki, you'll be victorious. The Vina Rav in Shemin Roy, Shemin Roy, you've already heard from the Talvus Aaron's son. There was once a kinus in Eretz Yisrael for some gezeir. So the Talvus Aaron Rebbe spoke. And he took the mamish, he was ma'oil of the crowd, and mamish pierced into all the hearts. So afterwards, the son asked him, Tata, you're not a darshi, you're not a speaker. How, you're not eloquent, you're not an orator. How are you able more than anybody else? You penetrated the hearts. So until Aaron Rebbe was talking to his child, he said, I'll tell you, in Besmerdish we have a guy who's a Pemapik Margolis. Brilliant speaker. But he speaks before Amos of the Zibura. So a guy who's a brilliant speaker, 70% he's Bateach on himself, right? 30% he asked the Abish to Fasyat Shmaya, Shem Svasatif. Or Ichvez I can't gornish. I'm not dark at all. So I was saying completely on the Rebbeinu Shalom. If you're saying it completely on the Rebbeinu Shalom, you have a flaw. Alderuk, the word of the Rishon, I've said many times before, the Pasuk says in Tilam, Ad ono tastiris panecha mimeni, Ad ono oshis eitzis b'nafshi. Ad ono oshis eitzis b'nafshi. So the Maisa went with the Yitzhak Yisrael. How long does the Eibishter hide his face from us? Right? And the Hester put him in the world. You know what the answer is? Ad onna oshis eitzis b'nafshi. As long as I have tachpulis and I have eitzis and I have ways and means and I'm relying on that, then the Eibishter says, okay, do it yourself. Okay? It's a DIY job. The minute you don't have eitzis b'nafshi and you rely, to the extent that you rely on, you have b'tachon of the Eibishter, you'll have atzloch. There's a famous word from the Machna Chaim, a mighty thing of word. David HaMelech says, tell him, lulei Hashem ezrosoli, if a person says, Lule Hashem, even without the Eibishter, Ezra Asali, I have a source of salvation of Yeshua, then it's like a storm. You're finished. I know that I'm failing, I don't have the ability, then you have Atzlocht. And that's the chilek between the two nisim and Chanukah of the Nes HaMelchom and the Nes HaShem. No sane normal person could say, I could create the Nes HaShem. Whatever Taichin, the thousands of angels, the Bezos, Kashi, whatever happens, no one could do it. It's a Nes Mishnah, it's clearly Mishnah. Over a Nes HaMelchom, physical battle, you could say, I had a 30% chance, to whatever extent you have powers. So therefore, to answer the Kashi, the Pichodosh, how are Chazal Kiveya the Zecher for the Nitzachar HaMelchama Dafki in oil to compare the two? Just like no one has a Salkadait, a Chatzel of a Sofik, then he's Shayat to the Nes of Shemen. I'll dare say you weren't Shayat to the Nes of Melchama Kiyuza. Chat and Pasuk, just to say a word from the Vina Rav, the same theme. That's what the Gemara said, the Brachas Tavdalad, Nof Lovely Soysif Kumbasulas Yisrael, Pasuk and Omis. Right, so b'marov as he touched the pasuk, nafal leisayziv, linpoil, right? Kum b'sulas Yisrael, right? If, when does a person have a chemo? Cause mind, you're in the process of falling, of descending, you're in dirt. The minute you fall to a duta tachtoina, that b'derech hateva you can't think, like a mitzrayim, the mamish to the last, last level, at that moment then comes the kum b'sulas Yisrael. And that's why the Vina Rav said, I never thought about it before. Chazal say in Brachos over there, that in Ashrei, Tilma David, there's all the Aleph Beis, Achutz the Pasuk, no, why not? No one could tafla. Right? Lo Yisayisav Kumbas Ulisra. Vafil Hachi, Chazar David, Vesamcha Baruch HaKadosh, and the next Pasuk is, so, I mean, there's many kashas here. But sukumto is nun is a negative letter, right? Because nafal is sukumto is sukumto. And samach is sort of. Hello? The Wiener Rav says pum fakert. Just fakert. It's not that nun has this negative connotation. Asher alke, you can't have a positive nun because you're minus of nafal. Right? It's a bad thing. He says, kol zman, a person is saying, tehillah l'dovah. And he knows the chan v'racham Hashem, toiv Hashem, l'kol v'racham l'kol ma'isam, and machusach machuk elam, and those are the psukim. You can't have a mefila. You're never tzabrachin, you're never down and out, you're never despondent, you're never impotent, because you always know there's an eibishter in the world. When a person, I'll give you an example. In my misspent youth, I spent my time in camp. In America, when you go there, we have 8 weeks camp in the summer. So in the camp, the highlight of the camp is the end of the last week of the season. They have what's called color war. color war. They divide the camp in two. There's a general, there's lieutenants, whatever. And they have all kinds of competition between every camp you have. It's all different camps, right? Dramas, the Mishnayos Bal Peh, the Kveis sing, and art, like, and some ice. All day, sporting activities. And whoever wins, give up. This is like the highlight of the year. Nervos, you have to break out color war. You don't just... You have to make something spectacular. So one year they made the Third World War. They answered. One year, I tell you stories, but not in camp. One year I was in camp, I was learning director. So they made a thing. There was a guy there who was a brilliant actor. He was budget in the camp, you know. He dressed up in a bear suit. He looked mamish like a bear. And this was in the Laurentian Mountains, like 100 miles north of Manchu. And there's really bears there, you know, theoretically. And he went to the bunks and he started. Like banging on the door, on the windows. The kids were out of their mind. They were like, today you get arrested by health and safety for traumatizing kids. We'd be in jail. In those days, people got away with everything, right? It was so vivid and so real. The counselors, 20-year-old Hevra, were like crying their eyes out. They didn't know what, tell us the truth, what's happening. So himself, everyone's in shul saying, kill him, because I ain't sorry, Lianku. And the bear comes in, and he says, call the war out. Hello? And it's a gewalt, I was there. The gewaltige Moshe, the Barditcher of Klutz Levi says this, if you're fighting with a beer, you're out of your mind, and you're like, whatever, you're agitated, you're anxious, whatever, but if you're unto the beer is only a bear skin, unto the beer is your tata, right? What do you worry about? Whenever a person faces a soyin, faces a problem, but it's only the beer, it's only the chitzonius. If you're pneumius, there's an abish in every situation, there's nothing to worry about. So by a person who understands David HaMelech's message in Ashrei, by him is that Shaykh in the Filo. That's why Nun doesn't appear. And therefore you have, by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the symbol of Bitochen. Ashrei Agev HaShem HaShem HaTochei to Yosef. He was punished because he put his trust. It's a mysterious relation to say for everyone else. Right? Fakir, Yosef LeGoydel Malosoi should not have put his, even though you're allowed to make a shtadlus. That's good for an ordinary person. People like you, I'm sure my choy is Tarasi and Nosai, Harbi also Gershbi Vilil, so be all them. Or people like the certain people of the Fim Madrigosam, they have no connection to. And that's why the miracle is called a Nes. Nes is Nun is Nefila, Samach is the Smicha, to pick oneself up. Right? And that's why, what was the hero of Hanukkah? What's his name? Matasio Ben Yech, why called Matasio? The Gemara says, "Be'emes ruuyim hoy Yisrael, they should have a nes b'mei ad yavar abcha Hashem ad yavar abcha Nisa b'yishniya." Ella the Torah wasn't worthy. The Beis also explains there's two words in Lashon Kodesh which are very similar, but they're different. One is Yeshua and one is Ezra. If a person needs help, you know, whatever, get Ezra. It's b'derech hateva. It's an assistance. When a person needs the Yeshua, it's not for you to help. If you need a Yeshua, you're therefore, who is the one, the Knesset Rishon, who brought us into Eretz Yisrael with miracles, with walls of Yerichah falling down, Magid Yerav, Rabbi Melech Yisrael, Yeshua, not Yeshua, that's not true, the Ma'am Derechatel. But Emes Ezra Mitzidoi should have been called also a name of Derech Yeshua. Right? Nervos, the Dor wasn't worthy, and therefore it had to be Mershus Kairish, etc., etc., and therefore his name wasn't Yeshua, like Yeshua, his name was Ezra. So what is the hero of Hanukkah? How did he bring the Yeshua to Nisan in the flame of Hanukkah? Matisyo. The Yeshua of Hanukkah, the central theme of Hanukkah, is the Spitochen in the Rabbein Shul. So that everything a person has is what? From the Rabbein Shul. A Matisko. Remember, the Novi Yeshaya comes to Chizkiyo Milchut and says, you're going to die. Kach, I've heard, like, the Gzair is Nigzer, it's finished. All that in this world, that the next world, you're finished, you're gone. So what does he? What does the Chizkiyo Melchut say to Yeshaya? Ben Buzi Kalach Midar Masecha V'Tzei Kach V'Kubani Be'Savi Abba Shafi Lucher of Chodom Nachal Tumor Chodom Halitzash Merach. Right? And he davens. His Abish to remember. You know, the days of Chizkiyo was like, you know, the Bot could be done by Beersheva. Givaldig a learning Torah. And then he adds one line. Right? V'Atoy Be'Nechasis. What Atoy Be'Nechasis? Finishas 300 times. Whatever. Will Chalal say? One opinion is Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shesomach Ulu Tfila. Another opinion is Shegona Sefer Rufus. Of all the mice, the gewaltige mice of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, right? He was saying Ulu Tfila. It didn't Shulchan Aruch. For them, he's not going to die. We're going to Sefer Rufus. The Pshat is Azoy. Whatever matzav a person is, the midah of bitochen. Even the lowest, I feel Rosh HaMeteach Hashem Chesed Zivimenu Chazal. There was a Sefer Rafus. The Emes Ramban says famously that why are you allowed to go to a doctor? Kach Noag. What? The Torah gives Rishus LaRoifel LaRapis. That's the Roifel can heal you. Should I go to the Roifel? Don't be a fool. Don't take this. Go to a doctor. But the Ramban famous says, "Ma chelik l'roifim beveis oitzei rishon Hashem." The emes is in the time of the Nevi'im. Person was ill. He went to the Novi. He went to the Rabbi. Right? The Ravos el shekach nagu. We don't have that bitochin. So you have to go to the doctor, and you realize the doctor, the Friedrich Rebbe, was having an operation. After he finished successfully, he was saying to him, "So the doctor, Kairos, came into the room." And so I said, Rabbi, what are you doing? I'm thanking the Eberster for. So why thank the Eberster? I did the surgery. So the Rebbe asked, told him, so why should I thank you? I should thank the scalpel. He did the cutting, not you. You're just a doctor. You're the guy who's going to be at a chutz. Right? It's the Eberster who does it. You know what I'm saying? Look. So even when you have to go to the doctor, because we're not on that madrega, but endless I'll be talking, or because the Abish you dive into, that he should help. I'll tell you a story. I don't know much time. Not to say. There's a story happened 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. I can't remember exactly when. There was a guy about Tshuva. He learned the Kfar Chabad about Tshuva Yeshiva, or Tim. He got married, had a family, a big family, and Vila Roshi goes, that's two pennies to rub together. Mamash. And you know, you ever wait for a bus stop and no buses are coming, you're sitting there and you're schwitzing in the summer and you're freezing in the winter, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then three buses come out. The guy's waiting to make shidduchim, you know, to make shidduchim, take the kishkas out. And then all of a sudden, his one daughter and two sons, right, the oldest, in the same time got engaged, getting married. The guy didn't have a penny, not that he didn't have money to pay for three chasms. He did, the two sons got married to girls from Chutzlor. He didn't have money for car fare for him and his wife. Forget about the rest of the mishpacha. The journey to the wedding. What took him? So he's fadaiget. You know, you can understand. He's worried. He's anxious. His wife sees him, a nervous chalachka. She turns to him, Yankel, why you do something practical? So what should I do? Daven. So he davened. He davened, you know, with the more shoulders, davened to be care of life. And then his wife said, you know, we're making the chasana and the b'chutanim will come to our house. Your office is a hegdish. It's a bunch of chord. He's davening away, right? But the b'chutanim will come, eventually we'll make a, put, you know, clean up your office. Yeah, angry, like, swore in papers. He starts looking through and throwing out bags of rubbish that he's collected over a decade or two, whatever. And suddenly he finds a paper in somewhere in the drawer that 24 years ago, right, he bought a stock in natural gas. There was a company trying to explore for natural gas in Eretz Yisrael. They were trying to do whatever. He bought 100 shares, which is worth $7 a piece. $700. $7, right? It's geld, shekel geld. So he looked, he asked somebody to look it up. Can't find the company. So he knew a guy who was a stockbroker. He could zicher, he has a He looked up, they opened the mail, started, they put it up. The stockbroker can't find it. Just give me 2 days to investigate. That was amazing. He investigates a hint ahead. He comes out after 2 days of research, right? Why you can't find, no one can find this company is because this company was bought up by another company, which was bought up by another company, which was bought up by another. Five times the company, the original natural gas company, energy company, has been bought off. He says, today, you have 800 stocks, and each worth one is worth $60. Or I can't remember, 600 stocks, $80, one of the two. Right? I can't tell you, it was $48,000. For $700, you can't make three classes, right? $48,000, okay, just, you could start the $48,000. Okay, Mamish, and he said davened, and he found this paper, which is worth $700, and 24 years later, it's now worth $48,000. He comes to a stockbroker, says, do me a favor, sell, you know, the whole lot. So, he sold it. A month later, the company that bought off his Eretz Yisrael to go whatever, was called Enron in Texas. I don't know if you remember, there was a whole scandal with insider trading, with scandalous accounting practices, whatever. The same stock, which is now worth $60 or $80, was now worth 3 pence. So this guy, this Frumi Ingerman, this Bolchuvah, it's not investing. How in the world did you keep it for 24 years and you sold it mamish in the nick of time a few weeks before it collapsed? You must have had also insider trading. They investigated him and he was able to be chiyach with his bank account, Yiddish account, whatever, and he made his vichasanis, and it's called sasim, it's called sibim. Right, what's the point of the story I'm telling you? That the divorce is what the wife told him, right? Don't sit there like a glump. Do something. What do? You daven. You may have to have a shtadlis, you call a shtadlis, you don't go, that's another issue. Right? Oh, but the ikr is that the emes established by Yid is the bitachon of the Eibush. And therefore Chizkiyo was going to say for Arafus. And Chizkiyo, because he didn't want people, that madrega, to rely on external factors. And he was so yimekul tefillah. Where was the gula from? Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, no Eved could run away. You know what Tzitzchum Sofer says? When they sold Yosef to slavery, there was the Urchas Yishma'ilim. And so they were going to Mitzrayim. If you want to sell your brother in slavery, why do you care if you're going to Mitzrayim or Afghanistan or Chile or Khwezer? Oh, Shrap Jordan. Might have given me that. Because in Mitzrayim, there was a rule you couldn't go out of. And if there was a Gzeir, they knew the Gzeir of Avodah of Yidu, it's been absorbed. Anywhere else, I'll go to Afghanistan, I'll go to China, I'll go to Siberia, and Yidu will find a way to get back home. He'll get back home, he'll tell his father what his brothers did. Sell him to Mitzrayim is a one-way ticket. You can't get out of there. I'll be dead. That was the way it was. You could, Eved can't run away from Mitzrayim. Oh, now we have it. That's what the Mitzrayim is. And what happened at the end of the day, right? Through the koyach of, that's like a ulat feeling. If I have to doubt, I have an issue. And I say, I throw up my hands, but I can't do it, it's above me. Remember Mitzrayim, that it was impossible, and a Jew could do the impossible. That's the... Okay, this is Bagdom. This is the Indian. It says the pasuk, nochin liboy. Nochin libay batuach b'shem, samoch libay leiv. Nochin libay batuach b'shem, samoch is toifetavis chanuk. By the way, it's interesting. I'm sure points out. Nochin is gematria 126. Samoch is 126. Kislev is 126. The Rosh Hashanah is nochin and samoch is nes. Nochin libay, samoch libay is 328, which is gematria chushuk. The koyach to megaber on the chushuk of the chashkes around us is the koyach of nochin libay batuach b'shem. And that's why, bekitzer, the Kohanim were able to divide the Shemen into 8 parts. Aye, how you say Michal Nes, we said many times, someone who by him, Nes and Teva is also Nes, there's no difference, like Rechina ben Doisim, Misha Amel Hashem Al Yad, I'm not trying to elaborate, the Ben Yodu. The problem was, Mir Shabbos is you have to show you Kosher Beitz of Evan, for Shalom Bayis. You have to have Anu. And if she saw it was burning, but it's burning with Derech Nes, also Enetzi Bayisim Nisim, how could she benefit from it? Right? Is the charaya for people on the madrega of the family of Chidim and Daisa? There's no difference. Therefore, Chanuk is the midah of Hoyt, Kidu. Hoyt, Mulashan Hoydo. Says the Maggid, when you have a do, you're moida. You're moida, Bechal, in a place which is a choshashay. If you live in Oilam, Mulashan Helen, in a place of concealment, and there's Teva, Mulashan Tuva Biyamsuf. Here you have to be moida that even the Nes Kedivrei Rambana, you do him. So he parshes boy, which I've said 1,000 times, that a ain all the chelik with the rasmoyishet shenamen shein that no such thing as mikra. Everything that happens is a nes ben beryochel ben berabim, right? And from the nisim hagdolim hamufursonim, we know about the nisim hamustorim that everything that happens to a person is really what a nes. That's what the label Eger says. There's emes. The Gemara says in Yuma that Chanukah is soif kol anisim. After you pick up the message of Chanukah, that not only the Shem and Nes, but even the Melchama, the Teva is also Nes, you don't need further Nisim. That's the lesson for all time. That's why, who created the miracle? Kahan. Over and over. Koyen is Gimatria Bitoch. Ad imakoyul is gimachir bitochen gimachir koyin. Therefore, when we light the candles, lahadlik ner Chanukah, says there is that you have in mind nachal, which is Rosh Hashanah, nafsheinu chiksu Hashem. Also, very tachetalof, and many other things. But the point is, when a person, how do you dafka through bitochen, you bring down the miracle of the Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, in which month did the miracle is Chanukah celebrated? Huh? You sure? And why shall we do it 2 months? I don't know. Why? Who is the tribe of Kislev? Who does Kislev mean? Bitoch. The word Hashem Yibikislech. Various Tzukimit, Iyu, right? Who is the tribe of Kislev? Binyamin. What do you know about Binyamin? His mother called him Ben Oini, Ben Tzar, pain. The Oviv Koroloi, Binyamin's Chesed. If you take off the bear suit, and inside you see the Eibishter, therefore Dafka from the birth of Binyamin, which leads to the death of Rachel, but that becomes the symbol to have a tikva for Kal Yisrael. Yesh tikva l'aristech nur Hashem v'shavu bonu l'gulam, Dafka from the story. There's a famous medrash, it's a beautiful medrash. The Shomer HaMedina, the guards, found an Achsanoi, a person passing through, a traveler, and they wanted to beat him up, they wanted to whatever. Rough him up. Who is this guy? Security threat. He said, I'm Ben Bias of the Melech. They kept him there. Okay, they didn't touch him. In the morning, they brought him to the palace. He said, Melech, you know, see the Tsar, we've now brought back your Mishpacha, your family, Ben Bias. So the Melech looks at the guy and says, you're my Ben Bias. Do you know me? No, I don't know the Majesty at all. If you don't know me, how could you call me, you say that you're my Ben Bias, Ben Mishpacha? Right? He said, Your Majesty, Your Highness, whatever they call him, right? He said, they were going to beat me up and kill me. So I had to say that I'm your Ben Bayis. So I put my bitochen in you. The king said, Taki, you don't know me, but you put your bitochen in me, I'm going to save you. That whatever, it's numerous verses in Tillim that bring out, when a person puts his bitochen in the Eibush, he may not be a Ben Bayis in Oilam Atzil somewhere, right? But he puts his bitochen in the Eibush saves him. And that impulsive gamki eishev b'choshech havaya erva. Even a person in Chashkas, the time of Yovan, eishev, right? In Rosh Hashanah, it's for him. Emuna simcha bitochen. If a person has emuna and a person has bitochen, you automatically have simcha. You're eishev milosh nishev adas. That a person can keep his mind without. I just had a bunch of girls coming to my house for whatever, high school girls, whatever. I wasn't here. My wife was. For bringing with them, and they tell her, we're talking about suicide. One girl says, I finally understood what suicide means when I have my exams. It's a reality in a Jewish community. When people put their bitochen in anything but the Eibishter, exams, superficial external marks of academic achievements, you cannot have simcha. Yovam is chitzoinius. Chitzoinius can't have simcha. Simcha comes from Pnimius. When you look not on the bear suit, when you look in the inside. I have no time to elaborate. There's a Moiritik of words. He says, man, when Adam Rishon sinned, he was expelled from Gan Eden. Right? Aber b'yoyim ha-shabbos yiposeach, b'yoyim chodesh yiposeach. You go back to the Sharak Akedem, right? To the Eastern Gate. So it says in Sfarbas, the Sema says, on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, the Schachos, you're able to go back to Gan Eden. That's why on Shabbos, every is no longer an event. 6 days a week, you work, you toil. Shabbos is a day of Menucha, right? By the way, Chanukah means what? Chanu. is rest. Chanuk is a person has bitochen the Eibishter, he has nuchas hanefesh, right? Yeah. Therefore, it's not the Menachem Mendel of Shklov, the Talmud HaGro says, Amuna plus bitochen is gimachshir galit. A person who has Amuna bitochen, he has a geshmak of life. He's able to sleep at night. He's able to whatever, right? And therefore, in Tassant, by the mod, it says Kizera, God, love. Soifei Tevis, let's start with that. Kizera, God, love. No, anyone out there? Eight. And the Roshei Tevis, Kizera, God, love, is Gematria, 53. Gane, because the mom had all the taste of all the reach, the busman of the Gan Eden, all the fragrances of Gan Eden were in the mon. Therefore, it was so geshmak. How do you get back to that taste of Gan Eden when you realize that it's everything in this life is mon? It comes from the Rebbein Shul. It's lechem in Shemai. It's not your accountant and your MBA and PhD and all the alphabet soup after your name. And you're horrified the fact that your wife is an almon and your kids are your slave because you're busy at the computer at the 1 o'clock in the morning. From them, you don't make parnosa, right? Parnosa comes lechem and shemayim. Then you're able to go back to. No time to elaborate. Many beautiful verb lechemas. Therefore, the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "Sosay v'simcha yasigu v'nos yogin v'noch." If you look at the chetzonim, it's the bear suit. What are you going to see? There's yogin v'noch. Yogin v'noch is gimatria yovo. Schachmus, whatever, right? If you go into Pneumius, which is, then he gets emes simple. Yischmuchu b'malchuscha. The person said, b'malchuscha is gimatria 518, which is gimatria, I said already, l'hadik ner chanaga, which is gimatria, hashlech al Hashem Yehovah. You take your peckle and you throw it on the Rebbein Shlomo, right? Then you get simple. I'll leave you with one story. Comes to mind. I was in New York. I was in Detroit, I was in Montreal, in Miami. I was speaking, used to Skisla, whatever, I don't know. I went every day to a different place, I don't know if I'm coming or going. I thought a story. I said, used to Skisla. There was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, the Maltani, his name was Mordechai Eliyahu. Big, the Hoibin chassid, remember, Alter Rebbe is a chassid. And he was a big soicher, a very wealthy man. He used to do most of his year in Petersburg, which is the capital of Tsarist Russia. And he had a son, Bovas Eini, named Shmaryo. And this Shmaryo took ill, critically, life-threatening. What do? You run to the Rebbe. He ran to the Adi. And the Mashpak said, the Rebbe's not taking anyone. At this moment, he's not taking anyone. He's just alone. But his son's life is on the line, and he's a very makuru. He's very close to the Rebbe. He went around the Alter Rebbe's house, and he looked in the window. And he saw the Alter Rebbe, Kedaki Makudnish, at moments of whatever, is lying there horizontally, but Pisha Yadayim Raglayim. And he's saying, Rebbeinu Shalom, right? And his son is critical. I think that is a famous story. Was trapped in that. It was Orchim to the Beis Halevi, was aided by Keston Valoshim. And his Shver, Zivik Sheni, was a Kuyden of Rechos. And he had a son who was dying, who was pushing like 1 foot in the grave, critically ill. The doctor said, Noyesh, finished, all over. Meanwhile, the Kohen of a Rebbe came for his annual visit by the Beis Levi Shver, his chosen. Could you imagine the scene? A child is mamish otot goyisusing, and the Rebbe comes in and he tells him he wants a ksudah shleim b'shaitoi, bring over the chsidim and make a ganz v'abrengen. So you can imagine, Voloshin was not a chsidic strong one. Everyone's looking at that insensitivity, a Rebbe, like, come on, like, you know, like, whatever. But the chosid, and he made the whole suda, the wines are flowing, the singing, and by the time this suda was over, the little boy broke into a sweat, and he doctor called it that, and he's on the road to recover. That boy was Ruchayim Brisker, Ruchayim. And the Kohen of Rebbe explained, he knew exactly what's happening, and he said, this Gemara Baba Basra, there was an Evan Toiva, that was totally B'tzavorish, the Lavar Mavinu, and anyone who looked at it had a refu. Where could you find it today? So you reckon, if you give rise to it, I'm not going to elaborate. If you're dovok, the midah of Achnas Orchim, that goof is the school of Furfus. That's the midah of Dovok in the Eventai of Ravina. Therefore, he dafke came, knowing that this guy's Einigel is critically ill. Kacha. So after Rebbe said, Dovok, his own son, kosher mazar, and he got, so there's no point going to the Rebbe, you don't need a kvittel. He went home. The Rebbe knows about it. He's ready, like, banging on the gates. And the parshim got better. That was the end of it. 20 years later, the Rebbe was no longer in this world, right? And he was in Petterburg, and he gets noticed that his son has again the same disease, the same illness, and his vital critical. He couldn't, it was possible, it wasn't because she asked him to go. He sent a letter to the Mittler Rebbe, the Rebbe's son. And he knew he was a businessman, a sharp guy. He knew how many days it takes express post to get from Petterburg to Lubavitch, and how his answer's come back. On the day he reckoned the answer should be there, the Mina, he's waiting out in the street, and the postman passes by. You have a letter for me. He said, I have a letter for you. But right now, there's someone in the Tsar's family, the Tsar's Kibishvachim, who's critically ill. They brought a doctor from Berlin somewhere, world renowned, whatever. And I have to run to give him a letter because they sent an important letter from Berlin. So, but it's kid's life. So, you know, Gelt, spit was going to roll. He gave him a shaykhut. And he, okay, waited a minute, get finished the letter. He got the letter from the middle of the Rebbe. The letter said a few lines. Miftofcha higiyani, right? Vinitzta'arti me'uit, right? In other words, I got your letter, I feel your pain, your suffering, but you should know the refuah, it will come from afar and from near, right? But don't jalav it to guilt, whatever it takes. The world of refuah, and suddenly he thinks of it, the penny drops. The postman just told him that there's a doctor from Iceland somewhere, from Kuslaritz, came here to Russia, and he's healing the Tsar's family. He must be a good doctor. Don't take any shmerl. Got off the boat from Pakistan, right? So he must be a Welt doctor. So he went to him, and he had shorim with the government because he was a big soicher. He got into the doctor, and the doctor said, you should know, in Russia, there's no doctor, no physician, nor is there the medicine to heal. No one has it. Just beyond the technical capability. Or I don't have this medicine, I know how to cure it, right? I will cost you. And then that was now the middle of the said, the Gurfu will come, Miroche Gumikarf. And that's the word. Very often in life, people use their own cheshbon. Payment big to cheshbon is rabbis. And a person has a problem with parnosa, with refuahs, with shiduchim, with whatever, shalom bayis, whatever it is. And the person reckons, how will Ma'ayan Yovi Ezri? Right? The answer is it could be Miroche, it could be Mikor, it could be under your nose, it could be Miroche, it could be Mikor simultaneously. Or a person who has Bitochen, the Abishim, the Bitochen, Gufa, is the. That's what Chanukah teaches, that's what Parsha Mikates. I'll take one last word. Do you remember in the Parsha later, the brothers, the Shvatim, come back to Yosef, to come back to Yankov Avinu? And they say that Dibra. He spoke harshly to us. So what does Yankiv say? What's going on here? It's a beautiful verse. I sort of say it from Rameir Shapira. Yeah, what's it? Yankiv Avinu saw there's a pagam in Bitochen Lemunir. How could you possibly say Dibir Oisonu Ho'ish Adoine Ha'oretz? Who made this guy into a master of the master of the world, of the land? At the end of the day, the fact that they call this unknown person Adoine Ha'oretz Pagam Lemunir, how are you misaking it? In Perek Shira, in Perek Aleph, what is the Shir of the Oretz, of the land, the earth itself? Lashem Ha'oretz Umay. When you know that, then when they went in to speak to Yosef, where did they speak to him? In the conference room, in the boardroom, in the. Where did they speak to him? What? By the what? By the opening, by the gate, by the door post, right there. Because Yankiv Avinu gave him a bracha, Kel Shaka Yitil Racham. Shaka is used in what? The mezuzah, Shem Yidal Yisrael. They wanted to remember Yankiv Avinu, the Abishter is the Balabos. He made the world, Omer Leilam Adai, right? And that's the idea of Merchan, Mezuzah, Mimim, Merchan, because I'll have to elaborate. And that's the idea that one has to internalize that the Ebrish Lashem or it's a Meloy, and he has to be talking to the Ebrishter, and then all the brachas that we need, Bon Chayim, Mezuzah, I can't begin to tell you the brachas that are available to all of us at Chanuk.